Okay, there is a very significant Rashi on the bottom of our page in Megillah Daf Chaf Beis, which we'll get to in a moment. But let's begin with the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud that says that there is no Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. There's no prohibition to do any of the Malachas of Shabbos or Yontav on Rosh Chodesh. Yet there is a Yerushalmi in Psachim in the fourth parak, the parak of Makom Shnagu, which talks about Minhagim. And the Yerushalmi says that there are things that are attributed to being legitimate Minhagim, and there are things that are not legitimate Minhagim. And the Yerushalmi goes through a list of a number of things. And one of the things on the list, at the very end of the list, is that it's a real minhag to not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So even in the Yerushalmi, they reference the idea that there was such a minhag to not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Even though the Gemara Nerachin says there's no Isra malacha, but there already was a minhag at a certain point in time, which we'll see when, to not do malacha. Malacha, not, I don't mean going to work, but the standard malacha of Lamentes Malachos on Rosh Chodesh as well. What is the source? We'll go in order of, most famously, women treating Rosh Chodesh as a yantif, and we'll discuss the Isra Malacha in a moment. So the Gemara here in Megillah says that there are four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh because there's extra time, because there's an Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and people aren't going to work. So the Tur in Siman Taf Yud Zayin 4:17 says that this Isra Malacha is referring to the Isra Malacha for women on Rosh Chodesh. And this is based on Rashi over here. Rashi is, in fact, citing a Pirkei Rav Eliezer in Perek Mem Hei, that women don't work on Rosh Chodesh because it is a yontif special for women, referencing back to last week's parsha, that the women did not participate in the Egel Hazav. And when Aaron asked for the gold, for the golden calf, only the women didn't participate, and they were rewarded with Rosh Chodesh as a yontif, which begs the question, why is the reward Rosh Chodesh? What does that have to do with the golden calf? So there's a comment of the Das Zakedim of the Bali Atosos in Shmos Perek Lamed Hei, who says that Rosh Chodesh explains why Rosh Chodesh was made the Yontif. And he explains that the dedication of the Mishkan occurred on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And because at that time the women brought their jewelry to build the Mishkan, it was a sign that not only did they simply withhold their jewelry because they didn't want to give their gold and silver away to their husbands for their crazy project, but they wanted to use it for something kadosh. When they brought their gold to dedicate it for the Mishkan, retroactively it was revealed that their original denial of the gold for the golden calf was not because they just were selfish for their gold, but rather they were saving for something that was kadosh and spiritual. And therefore Rosh Chodesh was the time where it was megalah lemafreya, where it was revealed retroactively that their actions were totally lishman for the right reasons by the Egel Hazav. And therefore the reward was when that was revealed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore Rosh Chodesh became a yanta for them later on. That's the opinion of the Das Zakenim. The other approach is the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik Al HaTorah has a beautiful shot in Parshas Kisisa as well, that Rosh Chodesh is the time of renewal for the moon, and the moon shows the light that is reflected directly from the sun. And when it came to the Chet HaEgel, the Jewish people sinned because they wanted an intermediary between them and Hashem. We want somebody else. We need somebody else to take care of us. We need a golden calf. However, the women understood there was never a need for an intermediary. The women were sensitive to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects his light directly on us, and there is no reason to have a golden calf or anybody else, because our connection to Hashem is direct, and the women were sensitive to that fact. And therefore, because the women didn't sin in that mistake, not just the golden calf, but making the mistake that we need somebody else, we don't have a direct connection with Hashem, they are rewarded with Rosh Chodesh, which is the holiday or the time of the month where we see that the sun reflects directly on the moon. The sun shining on the moon is a reflection of Hashem being Mashpia and sending his essence and his connection to us directly, just like the sun to the moon, without any intermediaries, and therefore Rosh Chodesh becomes a holiday for the women. There is a totally second approach why Rosh Chodesh is for women as well, the Or Zaruah. In Chelek Alef and Tafnun Dalet says that every month a woman is mischadesh her relationship with her husband by going to the mikvah and observing Taras Mishpacha, and that idea of being mischadesh, renewing, is reflected as well in Rosh Chodesh of the new moon, and therefore women celebrate the new moon reflecting their relationship as well in their Shalom Bayis. However, Tosos and Shabbos says that there was a minhag not to work on Rosh Chodesh that was universal to both men and women. And what's the source of this? So the Rashi here on our daf continues with a proof that this was the minhag even in the days of Shmuel HaNavi. The Parsha of Machar Chodesh were told that David wasn't at the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, right? Shaul wants to know, where's David? And Yonasan told him to hide on the Yom HaMaisa. That's what the Pasuk says. You should hide on the Yom HaMaaseh. So the Targum says, what's the Yom HaMaaseh? Erev Rosh Chodesh. You should go hide on Erev Rosh Chodesh, the day of action. Why is Erev Rosh Chodesh called the Yom HaMaaseh, the day of action? Because the next day would be Rosh Chodesh, where you could do no actions, where there was an Isra Malacha. And therefore, Erev Rosh Chodesh is the Yom HaMaaseh. You got to get your work in because you can't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, we see even the days of Shmuel and David and Yonasan and Shaul, Rosh Chodesh was a day in which one refrained from Malacha as well. It's unclear why this explanation is brought in the discussion for women, but Rashi brings both discussions as well. But it doesn't explain why there was a Yontif. There's a beautiful comment of the Shagasar. The Turi Evan, on our daf here in Megillah, gives a beautiful, beautiful pshat. He suggests that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, it was usher for men and women to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. The halacha is that if you bring a korban, so that day becomes a yantif for you with an Isra Malacha. That's why people have the minhag to refrain from Malacha already starting by Erev Pesach, because you bring the korban Pesach, other customs like that. On any day you bring your own korban, it's a yantif that has an Isra Malacha. On Rosh Chodesh, everyone participates in the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, there was an Isra Malacha in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Korban of Rosh Chodesh is a Korban Tzibur for all of Klal Yisrael on behalf of the Jewish people. So then what's the question? Why do we treat the Korban Tzibur of the Musaf the same as a personal Korban who carries the Isra Malacha? That's a Korban Musaf. Why is it a Korban Tzibur? So the Yushalmi in Megillah asks why we don't treat the Korban Tamid as a korban that creates an Isra Malacha for Klal Yisrael. Why is that? If my korban is being brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, the korban tamid, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so isn't that a korban tzibur on my behalf? We shouldn't be allowed to do malacha any day. That should be the halacha at the end of the day, says the Yushalmi. So the Turei Evan explains that because there's a command of v'yasafta d'ganecha, we got to go to work, you got to make a parnasa. So the Torah couldn't say that you can't do malacha every single day of the week, every single day of the year. We would never be able to function. And therefore, the Korban Tamid doesn't create a prohibition of malacha for all of Klal Yisrael. But there's an exception to the rule. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh has the Isra Malacha. There's no reason why in Rosh Chodesh you can't refrain from malacha. If that Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is being brought on my behalf in the Beis HaMikdash, I need an Isra Malacha, says the Shagas Aryeh. And the Zman Beis HaMikdash, that's what they did. He says, however, nowadays, we have no Korban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, that's why there's no Isra Malacha anymore on Rosh Chodesh. That's how the Torah Yavon explains what the Gemara is talking about and why we don't have the Isra Malacha nowadays. But, Bizman Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yameinu, there will be an Isra Malacha, and we won't be allowed to do work on Rosh Chodesh as well. Nevertheless, the Pri Chadash writes in Siman Tav Yud Zayin that the minhag is only for women to refrain from malacha on Rosh Chodesh. And he says if a man adopts the practice, you go home Rosh Chodesh next week, you tell your wife, sorry, no malacha today, I'm taking off. So he says that is a minhag bodos, that is a minhag of fools. You should not do such a thing. And the only minhag is for women, he says, you wouldn't even need to be mater neder. He said, I'm taking upon myself that I will not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. You don't even know Taras Adarim, because that was foolish and you shouldn't have done it in the first place. It's only for women. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Yud Zayin cites the meaning of women to not work on Rosh Chodesh. The Chafetz Chaim there in the Bir Halacha has a question. He says, is this a real chiyuv on women, a real responsibility not to malacha, and there's an Isra Malacha, or is it a nice thing to do? If they cannot do it, that's okay, but if they can, you know, that's better as well. What's the Halacha here? So he says that the latter seems to be understanding of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that it's just a nice thing to do. However, he continues and says that from Rove Poskim, if you look in the majority of Rishonim in the Poskim, we see that women shouldn't be lenient, as this minha goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He quotes the Shiboleth Lekut, who says, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, women refrained from the Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. He concludes that every Jewish woman must refrain from some Malacha. He says, I can't tell you can't do anything, but every Jewish woman should have something special on Rosh Chodesh that she refrained from, to show that it's a special day on the calendar. In the next piece, the Chafetz Chaim cites the Bach, who understands that women can really choose to do whatever they want, and the whole thing is that the husbands can't force the wife to do any malach if she doesn't want to. The Chafetz Chaim says it's not the pshat. At the end of the day, he says, every woman should have some aspect, something, al pi halacha, not just a nice thing to do, but al pi halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, some area of halacha, of malacha, that she refrains on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Dalet. He brings a machlokas at poskim, whether this applies to both days of Rosh Chodesh and only the second day of Rosh Chodesh. It's really the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the real day of Rosh Chodesh. It's really the beginning of the month. And the Orla Tzion and the Chodshani both say that one should try to be machmer for both days of Rosh Chodesh as well. And the Bir Halacha then says that he's unsure about the Shitra of Yaakov Emden, who says that women are allowed to do malacha at night because the minhag was only to do malacha during the day and in public. And the Chodshani says as well, the minhag for those women is to be machmer, not to malacha from Shkia by Rosh Chodesh as well, day and night. So which malachos? What's the rule then? What malacha do we not, do women should not do on Rosh Chodesh? So Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted in the Masoros Moshe or Chaim in the Chelek Aleph. Os Reish Samech, who says that the same as Chol HaMoed, whatever you would do on Chol HaMoed, a woman shouldn't do on Rosh Chodesh. And that would be the halacha according to many shitas. The Aruch HaShulchan, he writes here in Taf Yazayin Yud, he says that there's no minug for women not to work if they're going to lose money. That's clear, he says. If a woman's going to lose money by not doing malacha, she 100% is allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh. And this is the Shita of Rav Avraham Yosef and other poskim as well. They also say perhaps it only applies to malacha kaveda, heavy work, and things that are very strenuous. What do we have on the list? So the Shari Shubi here cites the Tashmich, who says that you can't spin wool if that's your thing. The Stipler in the Rochas Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph says you can't knit. Ravaja Halichas Olam says that knitting is allowed for personal use but not for sale. The Tashbates allow sewing, but most poskim don't allow sewing. The Orla Tzion prohibits embroidering and hanging laundry. Rosh Shlomo Zalman allows ironing. And all poskim forbid laundering by hand. That's Shavala Kol. Everybody agrees women cannot launder by hand, which leads to the question nowadays, what about the washing machine? Is a woman allowed to use the washing machine on Rosh Chodesh for the sake of laundry? So that is a bit of a discussion. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Amos Yaakov and Sim Taf Yud Zayin says they may not use the washing machine. This is the Shita of Menashe Klein and the Chodshani Rav Nissen Karela Talichos Bas Yisrael, Rav Pinchas Zivchi and the Teres Paz, that you can't do malacha, you can't use the washing machine at all on Rosh Chodesh. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoted in the Sefer Rosh Chodesh Perek Yud Aleph, and Rav Ben Zion Abashon Orla Tzion, and Rav Avraham Yosef and others from as well, say washing machines are allowed on Rosh Chodesh, and certainly she can set up the machine, or the husband can do it, and she can set it up and the husband can press the button, and the husband can come in and do the laundry instead and take care of the household chores, so the wife can observe the minug, the holy minug of Rosh Chodesh. Okay.